Hey everybody, welcome to Voices from the Frontlines, the Tuesday 4 o'clock public affairs hour on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and on the web at kpfk.org. This is your host, Eric Mann. So joining me now in the KPFK studio is Jay Levin. Jane is the founder of the LA Weekly, which is not just a one-sentence thing. It's an amazing contribution to LA politics, a lifelong journalist and activist. These days, he's the lead founder of Fix Our America, which is what we're going to talk to him about, targeting and developing a mass movement, or as they call it, the lazy person's way to fix America by ending money-bought politics via a constitutional amendment. Early in the 1980s, he founded the Counter-Imperialist Organization Committee of Concern for Central America for Human Rights. In the 1990s, he founded the Community Media Project, which focuses on local poverty issues. In the last dozen years, Jay's also developed specialized trainings in life and relationship mastery that can be viewed at jaylevin.com. Jay, nice to have you on the show.
Great to be here, Eric.
So, Jay, my first question is, we assume that a constitutional amendment against Citizens United is needed. You don't have to tell our audience that.
Right.
My first question is it possible? And number two, why do you think your organization, actually Fix America, is going to contribute anything to that broader tactic?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you start with, is a constitutional amendment possible, and then we'll deal with your organization.
Well, depending on the polls, you have 66% to 80% of Americans saying we need fundamental reform in this area, fundamental campaign election reform. The idea that the major policy issues are completely bought and sold is begun to infiltrate. So you have now an activist left-wing movement coming up around this, and many major organizations are taking it on. Common Cause, Move On, as secondary issues. And there's new groups, Move to Amend, United Republic, et cetera, moving into the field as well because they sense the potential here for really significant change. All of us in the movement share one belief, that the system is completely broken, that there's no democracy left in America in any meaningful way, and that, in fact, the only fix right now is a constitutional amendment because the Supreme Court is going to destroy any law, general laws and legislations. So we think the time is right. The atmosphere is right. People are getting it. And the more Citizens United didn't begin the process. The Democratic Party sold out to Wall Street for those campaign definitions, and we got the Great Recession because of it and the deregulation. So it's not that Citizens United is the cause of this, but Citizens United is the wake-up call that allows even the mass public to be talking about this and saying something is basically wrong.
Now, Jay, before we get again, Fix Our America, go to the next thing. What does it take for our listeners to understand? How does one get a constitutional amendment passed in the United States?
You need two-thirds of the Congress, member each house, to pass the law, and you need three-quarters of the state legislatures to ratify it. That's the basic way. You can also have a constitutional convention, but that's never happened.
Now, let me be clear. It needs two-thirds of the House and Senate plus three-quarters of the legislature?
Three-quarters of the legislature, right.
So it can't simply be three-quarters of the legislature.
No,
first, it has to be... It has to move its way through Congress. It has to be passed.
Right.
Then three-quarters of the legislature has to ratify it.
Right. It can be initiated at the legislative level, but that's very, very rare experience. And
okay.
So it takes a whole other process convention that hasn't really happened. So what we're looking at is the fact that in modern times, the dynamics of modern times means you can actually do this. You can actually have this happen. The SOPA incident where everybody 3 months ago in March jumped on the fact that the Internet was supposed to be being censored and privatized as the way the corporations want shows you how quickly people will respond. So what we've set out to do at Fix is to say, okay, all the basics are there. The potential audience is there for this. The sympathy mood is there. People simply have to be woken up and galvanized. So we looked at the field, the group of us who started this, who were very, very frustrated, a group of local people who are activists themselves or, you know, have been involved in politics and just, you know, caring people. And the group of us said, what we want to do, we see a niche for ourselves. We want to do the media for the movement. So we went out, we got ourselves a pro bono ad agency, we got ourselves a pro bono production house, We're just on to make our first two commercials. And we built Fix Our America around the idea that we want this to be a we want to get the people who are not ordinarily involved in politics, we want to wake them up to how important this is to move on it and make it very, very simple for them to move on it. Just put up a couple of bucks a month, $2 to $4 a month for the, for our media fund, for the, to buy ads with, to buy the time with. Get one other friend, at least one other friend, to do the same. And once a month, we're going to send them an email that with two clicks will go to their state legislatures and the lawmakers and will say very simply, you get no support from me if you're not endorsing the amendments. And there is support for the amendments. There's already 100 people in Congress. There's 9, 10 different amendments in Congress. There's 100 people who have signed on varieties of it. Obama says he'll endorse it. They're starting to build in state legislatures. Seven states, including California, have now passed resolutions saying we want and then a change in the election laws. Yeah.
Well, now tell us about Fix Our America. You said that your unique role is to develop political advertising, essentially for the cause. You said you had a pro bono this and a pro bono that, but ads cost a lot of money.
That they sure do. Ad time costs a lot of
money. That's correct.
If we're getting them produced free, that then there's no cost there. So that's why we're raising the money. But we don't want to to go knocking on rich people's doors saying put in $1 million here, $1 million there. We don't think is the way to do it. We think the way to do it is from living room to living room, Facebook to Facebook, just people say, here, something really easy. That's why we call it the lazy person's way to do this. You want to really have fundamental change in your country. You want to step up and do the one, our argument is this is the one political act you should do if you ever do anything else. And if you've never done anything else, this is the one you should do. And that's the kind of media we're going to say, present. The stark reality of how corrupt it is. We build around the concept that all the elected officials basically spend 50% or more of their time raising money, so they're not really reading legislation. The lobbyists are writing it, number one. And number two, they're voting 90% the way the money wants. And behind the scenes, which is even worse, they're putting in little phrases and measures and clauses in legislation that cuts the chops out of that legislation. So the constant sense that we're living in this tremendous distilled Washington process and state legislative process, where the common sense, the creative people, the ideas that we'd like to see put into effect can't even find an audience. The population, the advanced thinking in this culture is so far ahead of the politics in this culture, probably the worst it's ever been. And so, I know 25 people who would happily run for office and be great in office if they didn't have to spend their time, kissing the ass of money to get there and do nothing but, much of their time to do that.
Well, here's a couple of concerns, Jay. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the concerns is that in that Citizens United argued that corporations are people and has allowed the unlimited use now of capital in election campaigns. You're in a situation where the very people with money who want to defend Citizens United now have unlimited amount of money to oppose this amendment. Why do you think that a grassroots movement of small donors can beat somebody who could write a $20 million check against this amendment?
Well, I mean, if you look at many of the amendments that we supported, they were not popular. They were unpopular, but popularity built against the entrenched interests. So the entrenched interests, as with SOPA, couldn't push that through with all their money and all their bucks. They got backstopped. So if enough people are talking about it and the Congress election people are hearing it enough, and remember, these are people who, a lot of which would like to be liberated from the system and have a public finance system. So I don't think the battle is easy, but I do think if the time is right, and I think our methodology, along with what everybody else is doing, is right. And what we want to do is, with the advertising, just brand the issue so you can't, it's inescapable. You just get it, and it's so simple. One of our ads just shows Congress people being sworn in. We're using actual footage, but the voiceover has changed. And I pledge allegiance to the money that's put me in office, right? That kind of, so, On our website, which is fixouramerica.org, fixouramerica.org, there's lots of examples, left and right, of how money is buying specific policies. So there's almost no wiggle room for creativity anymore. From our point of view, this guarantees the American decline, and people sense it. And so if they're offered a choice, and they're really hit with the kind of ads we'd want to do day in and day out. And we're also, by the way, we're working with other organizations and coordinating strategies we've agreed to, and we're making our ads available to any of them if they want to brand them and buy the time themselves. So we just think this is a nice role to play, and we're after middle America. We're not after the easy KPFK listeners, and I hope all the KPFKers help form our foundation and go there and put up their $2.
Well, let me ask you this, though. After middle America, I mean, middle America is also tied to racial discrimination, not all of it, but often. It's tied to the wars. It's tied to a culture that of consumption. And those are the challenges. It's not like a middle America can't be changed, but those are the challenges that I think it's tied to immigration,
right.
Attacks on immigrants. If your message is not going to deal with the war, is not going to deal with the environment, is not going to deal with racism, aren't you in danger of simply saying, get the money out of politics, which I am not sure is the real thing that's driving political consciousness on the left or the right right now in terms of passion?
Well,
everybody may be in favor of abstractly getting money out of politics, but do you really think this is a cause?
I do think it's a cause, and we're not alone with this. And the polls show that the irritation is there and the knowledge is there. We're nonpartisan. We describe ourselves as nonpartisan, looking at challenging a bipartisan problem in the country. So we're not talking about issues. We're just talking about the fact that, hey, you know, every day you go to work, and it would be bribery if you were working for somebody else on your job and doing what that person told you rather than what your boss told you. Or if you're the boss, one of your employees would do it. Why isn't it bribery when these guys are doing the same? Are you happy with America? 99% of Americans, you know, dislike the same number as Fidel Castro. 9% of Americans approve of Congress. 9% of Americans approve of Fidel Castro, according to the polls. So that's about the lowest there is in public esteem. So people get it. People get that the system is broken. The problem is there's been no public voice, no public space to take that Intuit feeling and galvanize it into something that says, you personally, you've never done anything or rarely do anything, a bitch and moan, you personally can do a very simple thing, and you can step up and you can have the profoundest effect possible on your country. Okay, enter this great experiment, this great evolutionary experiment, where your lawmakers and your officials are actually freed of the need to chase money all the time. And let's just see what happens.
So are you saying that Fidel Castro is one of the leaders of your campaign? I'm confused.
No. I'm saying that in the popularity polls, right? You asked me where's the juice for the movement?
That's right.
In popularity polls, the juice is the contempt most people feel for Congress and increasingly for the state legislatures, okay? So there's a sense that this system is really sick. So we're saying it is sick, and we're going to show you how sick it is with our commercials, more than you begin to know. We're going to show you the specifics of what these guys are doing, but we're also going to show you a healthy way to change it. And if you do these few simple things with us, we can get this change.
So Fix Our America. Mm-hmm. We have a few more minutes. We have about 3 minutes, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your new? You're rolling out. I'm sure you're not rolling in money yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to do?
Well, we want them. We'd love to have a strong base. So we'd love to have the KPFK listeners, who are always being called on to give something. Consider coming to the site, putting up their credit card for $2 a month, which would go into the completely 100% into media buys, because we've got we raise the money for our 1.5 staffers other ways, and I'm not one of them. And let, you know, help us get going. Provide the found, you know, put up their, obviously that will have their email address. So when we send them the email once a month, they'll click it forward. So that'll take. And as we build a base, you know, the base will help build itself, and also go recruit one friend. Ideally, not just a friend who's easy on this, who's all political, but some friend who's not newsy people, where you can say, you know, for all the things we need to do, this is the biggest fix we can do. This is the fulcrum issue. This country can't get out of decline without this fix. It simply can't. Every year with Citizens United, the pressures on these guys, the cost of campaigning go up. They spend more time raising money, more time kissing that money's ass, more time doing the money's bidding. 90%, it'll go to 95%. The country, it's out of control. There's no healthy piece of legislation that's not phenomenally compromised. There's nothing anybody in this audience cares about that can really make it through the legislative process anymore in this country. And that we think that it's going to crack open wide and really be this phenomenal chance for this country to reclaim its power and for people to feel empowered in their lives, because again, in politics, because it'll be meaningful at this point. You know, 9 out of 10 senators who spend the most win their office, 8 out of 10 House members. So money speaks in campaigns. So we've got to get a level playing field, and we got to bring better candidates in, and we got to get people off the tits of the people who want policies in their direction.
Jay Levin, thanks for making it clear. Now let's just give us websites again.
Fix Our America. It's just spelled like it, FixOurAmerica.org.
And when they get there, they'll be able to reach you indirectly or directly.
They can email me. There's a hook. They can email there's an email contacts for people. And, you know, what they'll see is a lot of background information about this and the very simple devices about how to do this. So they can read about my cohorts in this and our group. And we're building the advisory board now. And we're open to anybody who wants to become activists with us, joining us and helping out. And people are already engaged in this movement. You know, they're going to city councils, but they want to see the media part of it taken care of, and get the average American awake to this, the opportunity here. That they'll help out that way.
Jay Levin, very nice having you on Voices from the Front Lines.
Fabulous to be here.
Glad you had a chance to talk about Fix Our America. A lot of you may have heard about it for the first time. Just don't count Jay out. You know, when he starts things, a lot of them work. So give him a call and check out fixouramerica.org, right? And let's keep going. Jay, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, Eric.
Take good care.
Bye.